This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. On the job site. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your work day. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
This is Paul now on Saturday Magazine with Fiona. Hi there, Fiona.
Hi. We've had like quite a revolving number of people on the mics today.
We have indeed, but wasn't that first hour amazing?
It was.
However, we're going to turn our attention just back a few more days now. So, obviously, we are slap bang in the middle of midsummer. Well, actually, almost at the end of midsummer.
That's right, last weekend.
And last weekend, in fact, we actually had the Pride March that took place in St Kilda, going down Fitzroy Street.
And what a team of Joy reporters were down there, including yourself, Paul.
I was indeed. I was very fortunate to get the call up to go down there and help out. And so what we thought would be interesting is to just play some of those interviews about what took place last week at that outside broadcast. Amazing team of people. So a big shout out and thank you to all of the volunteers that took part both behind the scenes and on the mic. I think there was about 10 of us in total that actually got together to actually pull the OB together. So what I thought I'd do is I was fortunate enough to try and get to talk to some very key people in the LGBTI community. And it was a day a big announcement was made by the Victorian government about putting some additional funding into the Pride Centre. So I've got three clips of three separate interviews just to try and give you a sense of what we talked about. And the first one was with Jude Munro and Georgie Harmon, which took place at all places at the bowling club. So we'll have a quick play of this now.
So now I'm very excited to say we are joined by some very special people down here at Pride 2020. Jude Munro and Georgie Harmon from the Pride Centre. Good morning to you, Jude.
Good morning, and Paul, it's a fantastic day for our Pride Day and Pride March today. But wow, we have just had some absolutely amazing news. It's been announced that the state government has granted us a further $10 million towards the construction of the Pride Centre. And can I tell you, this is such a big announcement today.
Dude, that's massive, absolutely massive. Georgie, what does that actually mean for the Pride Centre? That's a phenomenal decision that's been made.
Look, it's just extraordinary, and we just want to say a huge thank you on behalf of the whole community to the Victorian government. It's just the most incredibly exciting news. This has always been a financially viable project, but this just lets us breathe a little slower. It you know, as Jude said, when the minister announced the news this morning, we can sleep a little more soundly at night.
That's phenomenal, Jude.
Yeah, well, people need to understand, it's like having a big home mortgage. It was $20.5 million we've had to borrow, and now that's been halved. So we can sleep better at night, and a great thing for our whole community. This is going to be a centre that's going to have 10 of the really big organisations that are significant for our community housed there on a permanent basis. It's going to be our home. And for people coming along wanting to celebrate, wanting to have Pilates in the morning or through to a cabaret at the end of the night, this is such a huge thing. And, you know, there's been so many people who've been involved, and I'd like to pay a special tribute to Ro Allen, our commish, for all of the lobbying that she's done. We've been lobbying state government and the federal government. I'm still hopeful we might get the federal government over the line. It's the Morrison government now, not the Turnbull federal government. And that would be a really big thing to get some money to maybe bolster our security, to assist with Joy. It's huge. You think about Joy's going to have this new studios.
I know, the home's going to be great for us. We can't wait for it to happen. Now, Georgia, before we finish, what is the building actually looking like at the moment for those people who haven't seen it?
Look, I put my hard hat and my high-vis on this morning and I went and had a look at the building and it is just phenomenal. You can really start to get a sense of how amazing this space is going to be. There's these beautiful concrete arches. The scale of the thing is just extraordinary. So I'm so excited. It is such an honour to be a part of this project. And as I said, the board's been working really hard. This is a huge announcement today. We want to build something for the long term for our communities. And, you know, today's just an extraordinary next step towards that.
Jude Monroe, Georgia Harmon, on behalf of Joy and all of our listeners and the community, you and the board have done an amazing job at the Pride Centre. So congratulations. The funding is just another part of that amazing jigsaw puzzle. Well done, congratulations, and have an amazing Pride.
Amazing Pride Day, and we're just over the moon.
Congratulations.
My first Pride March.
Yay, cheers. You're listening to Joy.
So there you go, yes. It is a big jigsaw puzzle, and there's still a few pieces are there somewhere. They're not missing. We just haven't found the right place to put them yet. But there, look, it was a great announcement. It gets closer and closer. Hoping that Joy will be able to move in to have our AGM in October. Holmes, our secretary, has already set the date for the AGM. So, Pete, if you're listening, let's hope that we're actually in the Pride Centre at the time. But yeah, that was good. Jude Munro, chair of the Pride Centre, and Georgie Harmon, from Beyond Blue.
And the Pride building's going up. It's looking stunning down there in Fitzroy Street.
September, is that the date?
Look, that's what they're aiming for. But you know, the best laid plans of mice, men, architects, and builders sometimes go astray. But they're pretty much on track. And don't worry, they're just as focused on getting it finished as we are on moving in.
Now, the next interview I managed to get hold of was with the Minister for Equality and
can I just say, when you were doing all this, Paul, a number of these people, you know, and you did a lot of interviews, were surrounded by minders and, you know, they all, you know who Joy is and everything, but because pretty much all of them have been in the studio and seen you, including, you know, Chief Commissioner, Police, that, you know, when Paul's sort of going, oh, you know, I want to speak to the Chief Commissioner, and people going, oh, well, you know, and then Chief Commissioner goes, no, I know him. No, mm-hmm. He's all right. And everyone else, you know, all the minders are sort of pushed out of the way.
It was I thought it was going to be a very tough day, and you're right, Macca. I think of all the real VIPs that I managed to talk to on the day, I think almost every single one of them has been in the studio talking to us on Saturday Magazine.
And that's, you know, that's why, you know, on days like this, it's hard to get, you know, people to speak to you because they were familiar with Joy, but they were familiar with you. As one of the faces of Saturday Magazine. So good on you.
Okay, so this next one we've got is Martin Foley. So let's have a listen to this one.
Hi, it's Paul here from Joy 94.9. We're now walking down Fitzroy Street and I'm delighted to say I'm walking alongside the Minister for Equality and a whole bunch of other stuff, including mental health, Mr. Martin Foley. Good morning to you, Martin.
Good morning, Paul and all Joysters.
Martin, a big announcement today.
Yes, today the Victorian Government announced that we'll be supporting the Pride Centre with a further $10 million of capital injection to make sure that the promise of the Pride Centre is achieved. And I want to thank Jude Munro and all the people involved in the Pride Centre Board for making sure that it becomes the premier location for advocacy, organisation and celebration of our LGBTIQ community.
Martin, I can personally say I've spoken to both Jude Munro and Georgie Harmon this morning and all their Christmases have come at once on this wonderful day. It's a phenomenal commitment from the Victorian Government and on behalf of Joy and of our listeners, I want to say thank you. What's made you go this extra mile just to help us get the Pride Centre up and running?
Well, the case the Pride Centre Board put was compelling. The Pride Centre is going to happen regardless. This was just to make sure that the board had the financial security to plan for the long-term future, that it's not just about bricks and mortar, as spectacular as that will be. It's about building community organisation and programs that can secure the whole LGBTI equality agenda for years to come.
Martin, I think we're going to be putting Melbourne on the map as an LGBTI centre, not just for Australia, but for the world, with this extra commitment from the Victoria government. Thank you again on behalf of Joy. Have a wonderful day. Any last messages to anyone listening out there who can't be with us today?
Well, just happy Pride, happy Midsummer, and the Victorian government continues to maintain that equality for our LGBTIQ community is not negotiable.
Martin, thank you very much for talking to us. Have a great day today.
Thanks, Paul, and happy Pride.
Cheers. That was Paul Hall listening to Martin Foley here on the Pride Mort here on Pride Day 2020.
Now, again, that was another great interview. Have we got time to play the Roe Ellen one? How long is that one?
Yeah, I think it's only 2 minutes, so let me just try
okay,
and find
yeah,
it.
Okay, so Roe Ellen, otherwise known as the Commish, Commissioner for... Oh, God.
The Commissioner for Equal Opportunity?
Gender diverse... Oh, God. I'm a bit gaga today. I'm really sorry, people. You all know who she is.
The Equality Commissioner.
Equality Commission, yeah. Here we go.
Here's the last interview. So I think the real key in all these things is that obviously there was the big 10 million announcement. So lots of the guests on the morning were
referencing follow the money.
That.
Up down here on the parade ground here at Joy, and it's not just the sunshine, the people as well. And I'm now delighted to say I'm joined by our Equality Commissioner, Ro Ellen. Good morning to you, Ro.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, very good. What does it mean to you to be down here today celebrating with our community?
Oh, it's one of the best days, isn't it? And haven't we turned on the weather? It's not 40 degrees, so it's going to be a lovely time. I just love that before March feel when everybody gathers together as community and you actually see how many people are part of the LGBTIQ and allies that come out and support us. And all the different groups, from queers in science to all the not-for-profit groups. And I've had lunch with the switchboard, breakfast really, with the switchboard elders today before we've even started, and that's a lovely way to start.
So it's always been good today as well. I've just been walking around to see so many children and families. Obviously, it's been too hot in the last couple of years to do that, and here they are with us again today.
Oh, that is a really beautiful thing. We get a lot of families. We see the prams back again. I've seen some rickshaws. The elders from Alice's Garage are going to be riding down in some rickshaws. It's going to be really entertaining today.
We've recently heard from Jude Munro and Georgie Harmon about the additional funds that have been given to the Pride Centre. What's your views on that?
Well, I've known for a little while and I've nearly burst every day, so I've tried not to see anybody until the announcement. So now I can say, how exciting is this?
It's amazing.
$25 million all up. I mean, that is an incredible amount of money that this state government has put into the long-term infrastructure of our communities.
So, Ro, what were your favourite thing about marching in the 2020 Pride March today?
Look, just the honour of marching with the Premier and my boss, the Minister, and his boss, the Premier. So that's and doing that with the Aboriginal community is just fantastic. But then I run back up and I'll get to march with the Victorian Public Service as well and the other commissioners that come that are very, very supportive of me and the work that I do in this space, all the other commissioners and all the other people in government. There's just so many things that are fabulous, but, you know, it's going to be a great day.
And I have to say, we know that you do some phenomenal work, not just here in the metropolitan areas, but it's so important for our listeners, particularly out those in the region, in Victoria, to know that you're supporting them. So the road shows that have been happening and all the great work that goes on there as well just means that we can take a little bit of pride here today and let them understand exactly what's going on here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the second best Pride March, of course, is Daylesford in a couple of weekends' time, and that's just as exciting, and I get to ride in a convertible on that one. We have to wear helmets on this one in the city. There's a lot of things that are great about the country. You don't have to wear helmets out there. But there's Ballarat's in today. I've seen a contingent from Gippsland's here, Golden Valley Pride, so it's a great day for everybody to come together.
All right, Ro, thank you so much for talking to us here on Joy. Have a great Pride March, and hopefully we'll see you out there and about today.
Happy Pride, everyone.
Another great interview, Paul.
Well done, Paul.
Thank you. Yeah.
It was lots of fun. I have to say a big thank you to all of the people who we spoke to who didn't actually make it on today, but Graham Ashton, I spoke to, yes, the big commissioner, Tony Walker, Fiona Patton,
it's like old home.
Janet Rice. So everyone was very, very happy to be on air and supporting Joy. But that was it. That was Pride for this year. And we look forward to the next one next year.
Well, next year, hopefully watching the start of the march or watching the march go past from the Pride Centre.
Yeah.
Saturday Magazine is proudly sponsored by Velocity Rewards, the loyalty program of Virgin Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.